Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I tell this story on the air every year because this I have a Thanksgiving experience that I think is maybe mildly universal. Because Thanksgiving is always supposed to be this joyous, happy, loving family, you know, kumbaya day. And for many of us, it's not. For people who have lost someone, it's not. For people who are divorced and their kids are with the other spouse or somewhere else, it can have bittersweet feelings. So the Thanksgiving I had before I came to work at WCCO was my most tragic and hilarious at the same time. I like to share it on the air every Thanksgiving because you, like me, may be feeling alone or just having a hard time. So I just want to let you know you are not alone. It happens. But then different years, things do get better. It was the Thanksgiving of 2011, and my husband had just left me maybe 3 months prior, and he wasn't living in the house. And the kids were sort of going back and forth between his apartment and our home. And we were working out the schedule of where they were going to go on the holidays. And my children were very young at this time. And because they are always with me for the Jewish holidays, he's Jewish too, but I do more stuff for the Jewish holidays. We agreed that the children would be with him for Thanksgiving. And I was working in television at the time. I was actually working for Paul at the time. So I gave basically all the associate producers a day off. And I went in the morning to do their job and work at Weather Nation. It was a 24-hour weather channel. So I went in early in the morning, you know, 5, 6 in the morning to get everything up and running, content for the day. And I was, was going to come home, I don't know, around noon. Now, maybe a month before this, 3 weeks to a month before this, I had met handsome husband. I had met this man who was to become my husband 5 or so years later. But I had just started dating. And Mark was like the second person that I dated. It was just luck. I lucked out that way that I ended up marrying him years later. But he said to me, he knew that I was going to be alone. Now, remember, we just went on a few dates. He knew I was going to be alone on Thanksgiving. And he's like, you'll come to my family. Don't worry. You'll come with me to my family. I'm like, don't be ridiculous. I haven't met your family. This is way too early. Don't be silly. I'll be home. It's fine. He's like, absolutely not. You're coming to my family. And I said, well, all right, feeling brave. What should I bring? He said, so his Aunt Carol, whose home we went to, she said, bring up I make a decent pecan pie. I don't make a lot of good things, but I make a decent pecan pie, and I happen to love it. It's my uncle's recipe with a ton of rum. Delicious. I said, I'll make a pecan pie. He says, okay. So things are going well. I get home, you know, from my work at Weather Nation. It's, I don't know, 11 in the morning. I worked an early shift. And I start on the pecan pie. And I realize that it's very quiet in my home because my children are not there, and I'm all alone. And I'm in this big house, and I'm all alone, and I'm pretty devastated about the whole divorce. Did not want to get a divorce. I was just devastated and in a dark place about the whole thing. And I start drinking the rum that is supposed to be going into the pie. Now, there was plenty. I'm not a rum drinker. I don't even drink rum. There was plenty of rum, so I was adding to the pie. But as I was adding to the pie, I was also adding to Jordana. So it was, yes, here's some for the pie, here's some for Jordana. Put a little more on the pecans, pour a little more in Jordana. And it was a giant spiral into this pity party that was the year of my divorce, my first holiday without my children. The pie ended up getting cooked. It actually went in the oven and apparently came out on time. But Jordana, I ended up in my bed in the fetal position in tears. Like half sleeping, half crying, fetal. I'm not quite sure how Mark got in my home. I know he did not have a key. But he finds me in my bed, and he goes, get up. And I said, oh, no, I'm not leaving. You need to go with your – take the pie. Just go. And he's like, get out of bed. Clean yourself up. We're going to Thanksgiving. I said, this is not okay. I'm a complete mess, and I'm loaded. Like, I'm a complete mess. I cannot possibly meet your parents this way. He looks at me. He says, get dressed. I did. I pulled myself together as much as I possibly could. You know, I don't know where my mascara was at that point. And he took me to his Aunt Carol's. This was a huge mistake. Somebody at some point put a glass of wine in my hand. I did maybe 3 minutes of, so nice to meet you. I'm Jordana. It's possible that I'm the new girlfriend. We don't know yet because we've been on like 3 dates. And then I completely spiral downward. I lock myself in the downstairs bathroom and start bawling. I call my girlfriend who's spending it in Florida with her friend. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing here. I can't believe it. I thought I could do this. I am on the floor in the bathroom. There isn't enough wine to make this better. And I'm a puddle. And Mark knocks on the door. Honey, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. Let me alone. And this is, you know, the bathroom. So people have to go to the bathroom. She has a huge house full of people. I'm loaded. And I'm miserable. And I'm a complete disaster. So I end up spending about 2 hours locked in that bathroom. They serve dinner. They move on. His own mother, who probably I just met that night, was like, honey, do you want me to slide a plate under the door? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, thanks. A complete mess. At some point, I managed to unlock the door, beckon him over, and say, you must get me out of here. And he did. He came in, and I don't know if I said goodbye to these people. And God bless them. They're great hosts. I'm sure everything was delicious. He ushers me into the car and says, this probably was a mistake, takes me home, tucks me in, and it was just the lost Thanksgiving. Of course, it's now been how many years since 2011, David? 8 years since 2011. Mm-hmm. I married Mark. Aunt Carol still speaks to me. She's actually going to be at Thanksgiving. Mark's mother is continually kind and generous to me, but I will say that I'm proud to have given them that story to tell of the most ridiculous Thanksgiving and the way we met Jordana.
Does this get brought up every time you go to Thanksgiving with that side of the family? I think it would have to.
Pretty much. And I tell this story.
So how much rum did you have this morning, Jordana?
Don't ask Jordana for a pecan pie. She'll drink most of the rum. The pie won't be any good. Yes, Carol does laugh about it. I've heard her retell the story. Now, remember, I was completely loaded during this whole, before I even arrived. So my recollection of the story is what I told you. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it's right. I know I told Handsome Husband, I said, you should listen in and make sure that I'm telling the story right. He might have to call in and correct me. Maybe I did get to eat something, or maybe I was nicer or more friendly than I remember. But I just remember feeling like such crap. And I know that there are people this year that are feeling that way, or they're just a year out or a year ahead of it, whatever it is. But Thanksgiving isn't always the perfect holiday. And you should know that 8 years later, things do get better. And it all worked out in the end. And my children are great. In fact, they're with their dad again this year, having a great time. And I'm thrilled for them, and texting me and, you know, sending me emails and pictures. And it does get better. So I hope you laughed along with the story. I hope you empathized a little bit. But if you're feeling like I did, you know, 8 years ago, I'm here for you. I feel you. And it gets better.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.